Today, we come to the grouping of material phenomena. In Pali, kalapa yojana. Pali word kalapa means a group. So it is very close to the English word club. So material phenomena do not arise singly, but in combination of groups known as rupa kalapa. So when material properties arise, they arise in a group. And there are altogether 21 such groups. And they are divided into groups caused by karma, groups caused by citta, by utu, and by ahara. The basis of these groups is the eight inseparable material properties. So first you must be familiar with these eight material properties. And if you look at the chart, you will see them in rupa vibhaga. Last but one column, avinibhoga. So there are eight. The four essential elements, rupa, ganda smell, rasa, taste, and then ahara, nutriment. So these eight are called avinibhoga in the section rupa vibhaga. And they will be called suddhataka among the six cittaja groups, four uduja groups, and two aharaja groups. So these eight inseparable ones are called avinibhoga or suddhataka. And there is another name, ojatamaka. So these eight are the basis for forming groups or kalapas. And as to the nine kalapas caused by karma, these eight plus one, jivita, nine. So these nine will be the basis for the nine groups caused by karma. So to that nine, you add one, which is eye sensitivity, and you get chakku dasaka. Now, dasaka means a group of ten, and chakku means, you know, eye sensitivity. So a group of ten material properties marked by eye sensitivity. So they are called in Pali chakku dasaka. And in English, eye decad. So these ten material properties as a group are called chakku dasaka, eye decad. And then the next decad is sota dasaka. So here you substitute sota for chakku. So eight inseparables, jivita plus ear sensitivity. So these ten are called sota dasaka, ear decad. And then the next is eight plus jivita plus nose sensitivity. And these ten are called ghana dasaka, nose decad. And then next, eight inseparables, jivita plus tongue sensitivity, jihwa. So these 10 are called jihwa dasaka. And then 8 plus jivita plus body sensitivity. So these 10 are called kaya dasaka or body decade. And then next, 80 bhava dasaka. So 8 plus jivita plus 80 bhava femininity. So these 10 are called 80 bhava dasaka. So female decade. And then the next is pumbhava dasaka. So here, 8 inseparables jivita plus masculinity. So these 10 are called pumbhava dasaka. And then 8 plus jivita plus heart base. These 10 are called vattu dasaka. So base decade. But the last one is only 9. 8 plus jivita. And these 9 are called jivita navaka. So life nonet. These 9 groups or kalapas are those that are caused by karma. So there are 9 kamaja kalapas. Okay, once again. The first one, what is the first one? Chakhu dasaka. What are the 10? 8 inseparables, jivita and eye sensitivity. The second one is sota dasaka, ear decade. So 8 inseparables, jivita plus ear sensitivity. The next one is ghana dasaka, nose decade. So that is 8 plus jivita plus nose sensitivity. The next is tongue decade. So 8 plus jivita plus tongue sensitivity. And then the next is kaya dasaka, body decade. 8 plus jivita plus body sensitivity. Then the next is 80 bhava dasaka, feminine or female decade. So they are 8 plus jivita plus femininity, 80 bhava. And the next is pumbhava dasaka, male decade. So the 10 are 8 plus jivita plus masculinity. And then the next one is vattu dasaka. Vattu here means hadaya vattu. So 8 plus jivita plus hadaya, heart base. And the last one is only 9. So 8 plus jivita. So there are altogether 9 groups that are caused by karma. If you look at the Rupa Samuthana's columns, you will see that they are all caused by karma. There are 18 that are caused by karma, right? So, okay, now chittaja, mind-born kalapas. How many are there? Mind-born, chittaja kalapas. How many? 6. Okay. The first one is suddhataka. Sudda means pure, and ataka means a group of 8. So octet. So it is called pure octet. So sotataka 8 means just the inseparables, the eight inseparables. Four essentials, and then rupa, ganda, rasa, and then ahara, right? So the first one is just pure octet, only these eight. The second one, kaya vinyati navaka. So eight plus kaya vinyati. Kaya vinyati navaka. The next one is vachi vinyati dasaka. Now, when you take vachi vinyati, you also take sadda, sound. Because there can be no vachi vinyati without sound. So when we say vachi vinyati, vocal intimation, we also mean sound. So although the name there is vachi vinyati dasaka, we must understand that to mean vachi vinyati sadda dasaka. But we don't call it vachi vinyati sadda dasaka. Because when we say vachi vinyati, we must understand that sadda is included there. So vachi vinyati dasaka consists of eight inseparables, sound and vocal intimation. And the next one is what? So we will have long names. Lahuta Dika Dasaka. That means Lahuta Di Eka Dasaka. Eka Dasaka means 11. Lahudadi means Lahuda and others. That means Lahuda, Mududa, Kammanyada, three. So Lahuda Dika Dasaka means eight plus Lahuda, Mududa, Kammanyada. So 11. And the next one is longer. Kaya vinyati lahuda di dvadasaka. Now kaya vinyati is one, lahuda di is four, I mean three, so one plus three, four, plus eight. So four plus eight, 12. So 12 is called dvadasa in Pali. So kaya vinyati lahuda di dvadasaka. So a group of 12 material properties with kaya vinyati and three lahuda, etc. The last one is still long name, vachi vinyati sadda lahuda di tirasaka. Now here sadda is used. So here vachi vinyati one, sadda one, lahuda di three. So altogether, 5, right? Vachi vinyati, sadda, and lahudari 3, 5. 5 plus the 8, so 13. 13 is called terasa in Pali. So vachi vinyati, sadda, lahudari, terasaka. The English words are as difficult as Pali words, right? Tridecad, wait a minute, undecad, dodecad, and so on. It looked like Spanish, huh? Once, doce, and so on. Something like that. So you can learn Pali or English, whichever is easier for you. Both are not easy. Okay. So there are six groups caused by citta. All these are actually those that are caused by citta in the rupa samuttana, causes of rupa. Now let us go through them again, once more. The first one is Subdhataka, so only eight. And the second one is Kaya Vinyati Navaka. So that means 8 plus kaya vinyati. And then the third one is vachi vinyati dasaka. That means 8 plus vachi vinyati plus sadda, sound. And then lahuda dika dasaka, 11. 8 plus lahuda mududa kammanyata. Fifth is kaya vinyati lahudadi dvadasaka, 12. So kaya vinyati, and then lahuda mududa kammanyata, 3, and 8, pure octet. The last one, the sixth one, is vachi vinyati sadda lahudadi tirasaka, 8 plus vulgar intimation plus lahuda and others, altogether 13. So if you have the chart, you can find them out very easily. If you don't have the chart, you have to memorize. So as I said, the eight are the basis. So you add something to the eight with regard to those kamma born, kalabas. You add jivita and you make these 9 the basis. But here in the Chaitanya, you make the 8 as a basis. So you add 1 kaya vinyati and you get 1 navaka, and then you add vachi vinyati and you get vachi vinyati dasaka. You add lahuda and others and you get lahuda diga dasaka. And then you add kaya vinyati and lahuda di, and then vachi vinyati and lahuda di. Now, the next group is 4 kalabas caused by udu, caused by temperature. And again, the first one is pure octet, suddhataka. And the second one is sadda navaka. That means 8 plus sound, sadda navaka. The third one is lahuta deka dasaka. So 8 plus lahuta mududa kammanyata. The fourth one is sadda lahuta di dvadasaka. So sound, 3 lahuta and others, and 8 pure octet. So these are caused by utu, temperature or climate. And the last group consists of two kalabas, and they are caused by nutriment, ahara. The first is, again, suddhataka, and the second, lahuta deka dasaka, lightness and so on. So, like, 3 lightness and so on plus 8 octet. So, the octet, and so we get 11 lahuda dika dasaka. So, altogether there are 21 kalabas. 9, 6, 4, 2. Now, in the manual, page 254, section 21, of them, the two material groups produced by temperature, the pure octet and the sound nonet, are found externally too. All the rest are strictly internal. Now we must understand this. Only out of 21 kalabas, only 2 kalabas can be found outside living beings. External means outside living beings. The others are always internal. So here, the pure octet and the sound nonet are found externally too. So that means they are both found externally and internally. So internally, there can be all 21 kalabas, and externally, there can be only 2. And they are pure octet and the sound nonet. Okay. A piece of rock, right? What is a piece of rock consists of? Only 8, right? Okay. Then you drop the piece of rock on the ground on another rock, and there sound is produced. So that is sound nonet. So only these 2 can be found outside living beings. Others are always internal. So, in Abhidhamma, trees, plants, and mountains and others are all taken to be external, not internal. Therefore, we cannot say that there is jivita in plants or trees. Jivita, as you see here, arises only internally, right? The jivita, navaka, and all these kamaja, the groupings, arise internally only. So jivita cannot be found outside living beings according to Abhidhamma. And Abhidhamma takes trees and others as non-living things, not as living beings. So it would be wrong to say that we can find jivita in trees or plants. So we should be very, very careful for when we talk about these things. There may be what is called life. There may be life in plants or in trees, but that life is not jivita. That may be some other thing, which is called life nowadays. So all 21 groups can be found internally, and only 2 can be found externally. So when we hear the sound of the noise of thunder, then however big it may be, it is just Saddha Navaka. Okay. Now, akasa, I mean space, and the 4 characteristic marks, upacaya, santati, jarada, and anicada. Now, they are not part of kalabas or material groups. When we talk about kalabas, we do not talk about these things, right? They are not included in kalabas. Now, the last verse explains that. Now, as space demarcates and the characteristic marks just indicate, the wise state that they are not constituents of material groups. Oh, I think one word is missing here. As space demarcates and the characteristic marks just indicate the kalabas. So we should add the groups, the material groups. So as space demarcates and the characteristic marks just indicate the material groups, the wise state that they are not constituents of material groups. That means, why are they not included in the kalabas, the space and the 4 characteristic marks? Because space is just actually space is not included in the kalabas. It is the separation between one kalapa and another. When 2 kalabas meet, there is this what is called this space. And by space, I do not mean open space, but space between two kalabas. So space can be found only between kalabas and not inside kalabas. So that is why the space is not included in the kalabas. So it means in one kalaba, all the material particles are maybe pressed together without any space between them. Space is found only between one group and another. These groups may be touching together, but still there is a kind of space between these two groups. And then the characteristic marks are just the mark of, or just the different stages of these material properties. So they are not included in the kalabas. So space is not included in material groups because it is just demarcation of kalabas. And characteristic marks are not included in material groups because they just indicate the stages of matter. That means the arising and continuation, old age, and impermanence. So they are not included in the, or they are not the constituents of the kalabas. Okay. So this chart is very useful for understanding from the beginning of this chapter up to this section, up to the end of this section. So please look at the chart again. So the first column, Rupa Samuddesa, that means enumeration of rupas. So 28 rupas are given there in Pali. If you want the English translation, you look at the chart in the book. So there I give all Pali names, Patavi, Abho, Tejo, Vayo, and so on. And then Chakku, Sota, Ghana, Jihwa, Kaya, Rupa, Sadda, Gandha, Rasa, Potaba. Now Potaba is actually the combination of three essential elements, right? So Potaba is combination of what? What three? Patavi, Abho. No. Patavi, Tejo, and Vayo, the three. Okay. That is why I don't give a number there, just an asterisk. And then number 14, Ichibhava. Femininity, Pumbhava, masculinity, Hadaya, heart base, Jivida, life, Ahara, nutriment, Akasa, space. And then Kaya, Vinyati, bodily intimation, Vachi, Vinyati, vocal intimation. And then Lahuda, lightness, Mududa, let's say softness. And Kamanyada, wildiness. And Upachaya, first arising, sanctity, continuation, Jarada, old age, and Anijada, impermanence. That means dissolution or death. So there are 28 material properties given here, and we have to be careful about Potava, because although Potava is included in some enumerations, the number does not change because Potava and the three essentials are the same. So when we have taken the four essentials, then although we take Potaba, the number does not increase. So Potaba is shown in a little lighter, how do you call that, lighter shade. And the others are in darker shade. Okay, now the first column. Maha Buddhas. That means the essentials, the four essentials, and the other upada rupas. So four essentials and 24 dependent material properties. And then ajjatika and bahira. Now, what are the ajjatika? Chakhu, sota, ghana, jihwa, kaya. And the others are bahira. Ajjatika means internal, bahira means external. And then vatu. Vatu means chakhu, sota, ghana, jihwa, kaya, and hadeya, heart. And the others are avatu or non-vatu, non-base. And then what? Dwara. So chakhu, sota, ghana, jiva, kaya, and then kaya vinyati and vichi vinyati. They are also called dwara because they are the doors of actions of body and actions of speech. they are not like dwara we are familiar with in the third chapter, right? So they are called kama dwara. but they are, since they are also dwara, they are included here. So there are seven dwara material property, and the others are non-dwara. And the next one is what? Indriya faculty. So chakku, soda, gana, jiva, kaya, and then iti bhava, pumbhava, and jivida. So these eight are called indriya faculties, and the rest are called anindriya, non-faculty. And then all ariga and so on, gross and so on. So there are 12. Now here our boy is not included. So patavi, tejo, vayo, and then chakku, soda, gana, jihwa, kaya, rupa, sadda, ganda, rasa, actually fotava. Altogether, 12. So these are called gross, near, and impinging, right? And the rest are called sukuma. That means subtle, far, and non-impinging, right? So abo, water element is sukuma. Okay. And then next one is upadina. What is upadina? You remember? Kamaja. Ah, right. Kamaja. So upadina and kamaja are the same. So there are how many upadinas? 18. So four essentials and then five sensitivities and then rupa, ganda, rasa, potaba, and then 80 bhava, pumbhava, hadaya, jivita, ahara, and space, akasa, altogether 18. And the others are anubadina. And then what? Sanidasana, with seeing. Yeah? Only one you can see. So among the 28 material properties, what you see is only one. The others you cannot see with your eyes. You see with your mind. Okay. And then gochara gahika, those that take objects. So there are five. Chakku, soda, ghana, jiva, and kaya. And the others are agochara gahika, not taking objects. And then avinibhoga, inseparables. There are eight. And the others are vinibhoga, right? And then causes of rupa, kamaja, caused by kama, 18. So they are four essentials, five sensitivities, rupa, ganda, rasa, potaba, and then 80 bhava, pumbhava, hadaya, jivita, ahara, and akasa. And those caused by citta. Four essentials, rupa, sadda, ganda, rasa, potava. And then, ahara and akasa, plus kaya vinyadi, vichi vinyadi, and lahuda, muruda, kambanyada. And uduja, caused by udu. Four essentials, and then, rupa, sadda, ganda, rasa, potava, ahara, akasa, and then, three, lahuda and others. And then, aharaja, caused by nutriment. Four essentials, rupa, ganda, rasa, potaba, ahara, akasa. And then, lahuda, muruda, and kamanyada. So, this chart covers four sections. Samuddhisa, vibhaga, samuthana, and kalapa. Okay. And now the names in the box, A, B, C, D, and so on. So A, Mahabuddha, B, Pasara Rupa, C, Gojara. Gojara means objects. Gojara Rupa, D, Bhava Rupa, E, Hadaya Rupa, F, Jivida Rupa, G, Ahara Rupa, H, Paricheda Rupa, I, Vinyati Rupa, J, Lahudadi Rupa, I and J together, 5, Vikara Rupa, and K, Lakana Rupa. So the D and I cannot be moved to the middle. I thought that computers can do anything, but no, not here. So there are limitations to computers. Okay. Now we'll go to next section. Next section is the occurrence of material phenomena. The Pali word is rupa pavatikama. That means the sequence of occurrence of material properties. See, when they arise, and actually, not only that, but when they last arise and when they last disappear. Now, in rupa samuddhisa, right? Yeah. In rupa samuddhisa, we learn something about when material properties arise in one life. Do you remember that? When does kamaja rupa arise? At what moment? At the first moment of bodhisandhicitta, right? And then at every sub-moment through life, right? And then mind-born rupa, when does it arise first? The first arising of mind-born rupa, when? When? The first moment of first bhavanga, right? There is bodhisandhicitta, right? And then first bhavanga, second bhavanga, third bhavanga, and so on. So the first sub-moment of first bhavanga, right? And then citta born rupa arises at every arising moment. Not at presence moment and not at dissolution moment, but just at the arising moment. And do you also know when temperature born rupa arises? The presence moment of bodhisandhicitta. Right? So you must remember this before we go forward. And the first arising of nutriment born rupa, we do not know. we cannot pinpoint it when it arises, because when the conception takes place, and we do not know exactly when the nutriment born rupas arises there. for those who are born of mother's womb, then they get the aharaja, the nutriment born rupa, when they get nutriment from the mother, say through the what you call that umbilical cord. So we do not know, or we cannot say exactly when nutriment born rupa arises first in a life. Okay, now we'll go forward. All these material phenomena are obtained with no deficiency according to circumstances during the course of existence in the sensuous world, kama vajra loka. So in kama vajra loka, all these 28 material properties can be obtained. There can be all these 28 material properties in sensuous world, kama vajra loka, according to circumstances and with no deficiency. That means all of these 28 material properties can be obtained, but according to circumstances. That means if you are a man, you have only 27. If you are a woman, you have only 27, right? You cannot have all 28 material properties. So that is why they said according to circumstances. So generally speaking, all 28 material properties can be obtained in the human world. I mean kama vajra world. Specifically, one person can have only at most 27 and not 28. But at rebirth linking, at patisandhi, to moisture-born beings and to those of spontaneous birth. Now, there are four kinds of births. Now, you turn to the next page and you will see them there. 256. According to Buddhism, there are four kinds of birth. Namely, egg-born beings, andaja. You know which are egg-born beings, right? Birds and eggs. I mean, a fish. And then, womb-born beings, jalabuja. So human beings, animals, and others. Moisture-born beings, sansedaja. That means insects. Mosquitoes, right? Yeah. Mosquitoes, insects, and so on. And then the last, beings having spontaneous birth. That means for devas, for brahmas, and for hell, and for some others, pedas, and so on. So they are called spontaneous birth, because they don't have to grow from a fetus to a man or a woman. But when they are reborn, they are reborn as grown-up persons. So when you are reborn as a deva, then you are reborn there about 16 years of age. So you don't have to be a child and then grow up. So they are called spontaneous birth. So there are these four kinds of births. And now the author says here, at rebirth linking, the moisture-born beings and to those of spontaneous birth, there arise at most the seven decades. Let's say, for example, a deva is a person of spontaneous birth. So when he is reborn as a deva, at the very moment of rebirth linking, seven decades will arise. And they are eye, decket, ear decket, nose decket, tongue decket, body decket, sex decket, and the heart-based decket. So these seven deckets arise at the moment of patisandhi. That means these seven kinds of deckets, not just seven deckets, because you are reborn there as a 16-year-old person, and there may be millions and millions of material properties, right? So seven deckets means seven kinds of deckets. But there may be millions of eye deckets, millions of ear deckets, and so on. And it is said, at most, that means, at most there can be seven. But as a minimum, sometimes the eye, ear, nose, sex deckets are not obtained. So for these beings, for those who are moisture born, and for those who are of spontaneous birth, eye deckets, ear decket, nose decket, and sex decket can be deficient. They may not have these deckets. So some may be born blind, some may be born without ear, without nose, without sex, and so on. So we must understand by way of these decets the deficiency of material properties, or deficiency of decets. Sometimes the ear decket may be missing. In that case, there are only six decets. Sometimes the nose decket may be missing. Then there will be only six decets, and so on. So these eye, ear, nose, and sex decets can be deficient in these beings, that is, beings who are moisture-born and who are of spontaneous birth. Now, human beings, at the beginning of one world cycle, are of spontaneous birth. Not, they don't have to get into the mother's womb, because they are the first human beings there. So when human beings appear in the world for the first time, they are born spontaneously. Like they fall down from the world of Brahmas or something like that. And it is said that at the beginning, there was no difference of sex. So they were just human beings. So sex decade can be deficient for those human beings who are born at the beginning of a world cycle by spontaneous birth. Only later sex and other differences occur. So at the beginning, ages of the world cycle, there was no man or woman, just human beings. If you want to read that, you read in Visuddhimagga. So in Visuddhimagga, the beginning of the world and at the end of the world are explained there. Okay, so for beings who are moisture born and who are of spontaneous birth, there can be at most seven decades at the moment of relinking, and among them, eye, ear, nose, and sex decades can be deficient. So if one is deficient, there can be only six decades, and if two are deficient, there can be only five, and so on. Now, the next section. To the womb-born creatures, like human beings and animals, there arise at rebirth three decades. So only three decades arise at the moment of relinking. That means at the moment of conception in the mother's womb. And these three decades are the decades of body, decade of sex, and the decade of heart base. So these three. Sometimes, however, the sex decade is not obtained. A person may be born without sex. They are called in Pali Nepunsaka. Thereafter, during the course of existence, that means after Patisandhi, beginning with the moment after Patisandhi, for the whole life, is called here the course of existence. So during the course of existence, gradually there arise the I decade and so forth. So that is how beings develop. But it is very rudimentary. So according to this, at the moment of Patisandhi, there are three decades. Three decades means 30 material properties, right? And then, after that, gradually, the I decade and so on arise. So, in connection with this, we should know what Buddha said about the development of the fetus in the mother's womb. So you have the sheets. So first we will read this page. Pathamang kalalang hoti kalala hoti abudam abuda jayate pesi pesi nibbadati gano ghana pasakha jayanti kesa loma nakhabija. This is Pali in Sanyutta Nikaya. Once a deity came to the Buddha and asked about the being, and so Buddha replied. As a reply, Buddha said this verse. So this verse means, first there is kalala. Now we'll come to the meanings later. So first there is kalala. After kalala, there is abuda. After abuda, it becomes pesi. That means it grows into pesi. And pesi becomes gana. After gana, pasakhas arise. And also head hair, body hair, and nails. So that is what Buddha said about the growth of a fetus. Now, Buddha did not say that kalala developed for 1 week, and then after that, abuda for 1 week, and so on. So that 1 week is inserted by the commentaries. So in the commentary it is said, together with the first relinking consciousness, there are two known names as Tisa or Pusa, because it is just a very tiny speck of what you call material property, only 30 material properties. But there is kalala, which is as much as a drop of oil hanging on the tip of a single thread made of 3 hairs of a newborn kid's wool. Here, kid means sheep, a newborn sheep. With reference to that, it is said, like a drop of sesame oil or of unclouded cream of ghee, thus the counterpart appearance is kalala said to have. Now the first one is called kalala. The basic meaning of kalala is mud. So it may be like a mud or something, soft mud. But kalala is explained as clear, so water-like rupa. And what is the size of this kalala? It is as much as a drop of oil hanging on the tip of a single thread, made of 3 hairs of a newborn kid's wool. So the hair of a newborn kid's wool is very, very, what do you call, delicate, very, very subtle, very small. So you take these 3 and made it into a thread, and you dip it in the what do you call, oil. And then take it up, and the oil will drip down, and the last drip or the last drop, very, very little. So kalala is about the size of that. That is what the commentary says here. So kalala, but there is kalala which is as much as a drop of oil hanging on the tip of a single thread made of three hairs of a newborn kid's wool. With reference to that, it is said, so this is the quotation, but we don't know where this quotation was taken from. Like a drop of sesame oil or of unclouded cream of ghee, thus the counterpart appearance is Kalala said to have. So Kalala is like that drop of sesame oil or a drop of unclouded cream of ghee. Now, in India, ghee is clear. Ghee is not, what do you call it?
Clarified.
It is a clarified butter. So it is pure. So that means Kalala is a very, very small. We cannot say how small. Very small material particle. After Kalala, there is Abuddha. So after the lapse of a week from that stage of Kalala, so here the commentary says that it takes 1 week for Kalala to develop, and then during the second week, Kalala changes into Abuddha or develops into Abuddha. It becomes Abuddha, which is the appearance of water with which meat has been washed. Now, ladies may know more about this than men. Right? You have washed meat many times, maybe. So I don't know how the water with which you wash meat looks like. Maybe there is something like, what do you call that, bubbles or something.
Some color?
Like red. Yeah, maybe a little red color. So so it develops into that, Abuddha. When it becomes Abuddha, the name Kalala disappears. So when it becomes Abuddha, you don't call it Kalala, you call it Abuddha. So that is the second stage in development. After Abuddha, it becomes Spacey. Also from that stage of Abuddha, after the lapse of a week, so the commentary always give 1 week for each step to grow. It becomes Spacey by name, which resembles molten lead. I don't know what. Spacey means a piece of flesh. So maybe it becomes a little more solid than the Abuddha. So Kalala is just clear oil or water, and then Abuddha maybe a little
color.
Still water. And then when it becomes Abuddha, it becomes hard. A little solidified. So that is Spacey. And when it becomes Spacey, there is no name Abuddha. And Spacey becomes Kana. From the Spacey, after the lapse of a week, it becomes Kana by name, a lump of flesh resembling an egg of a hen. But not as big as. It is just the shape of a hen or something like that. So the meaning of Kana means solid. So it becomes a little solid now. After Kana, Pasakhas arise. Pasakha means branches. Branches means five swellings in the fetus for five things. Five swellings appear for two hands and feet and the head. So for the head, one swelling, for two hands, two swellings, and for 2 feet, two swellings. So there are five swellings in that lump of flesh. I think each is misplaced here. Five swellings appear each for two hands and feet and the head. From here, skipping the sixth, seventh, and other weeks, and condensing the discourse, the Buddha said, Kesa, etc. That means Buddha said head hair, body hair, and nails. Now, if you read just the text, the verse, you may think that, say, after Pasakhas, follow head hair, body hair, and nails immediately. But here the commentary explains that Buddha skipped the 6, 7, and other weeks. Buddha did not say about these weeks because he wanted to condense the discourse. And then he jumps to 42nd week and said, during that, and then Buddha said, head hair, body hair, and nails. So according to the interpretation of this commentary, head hair, body hair, and nails appear during the 42nd week after conception. How many months? About 10?
About
8 months.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And there are 52 months in a year. Huh? 52 weeks in a year. So, and also head hair, body hair, and nails, these appear during the 42nd week. This is the commentary to Sanyutta Nikaya. And then, in the Kathavattu commentary also, it is said, to those born of mother's womb among the internal bases, only Manayatana and Kayayatana arise at the moment of relinking. So at the moment of Patisandhi, only Manayatana and Kayayatana. I think you're familiar with Ayatanas, right? Yeah. So Manayatana and Kayayatana, only two things among the six bases. And then the rest four bases, that is Chakku, Soda, Ghana, and Jiva bases, appear at 77th night. That means around that night. Not exactly 77th, maybe 70 to 77th night. So during that period, the Chakku, Soda, Ghana, and Jiva bases arise. It is according to the Kathavattu commentary. So the commentaries are written by the Venerable Buddha Gosa, and according to the Venerable Buddha Gosa, eye sensitivity, ear sensitivity, and so on arise at 77 nights or days, whatever we may call it, so about 70 to 77 days after conception. Now please turn to the other page.
Which was the question that the deity asked the Buddha?
Which
was the question that the deity asked?
Because the deity was a believer in Atman. So how can you explain without reference to Atman or something like that? Mm-hmm. So the Buddha said this. So on the next, on the other page, we have the development of fetus in mother's womb according to the Venerable Buddha Gosa and according to Abhidhammata Vibhavini. Now, so according to the Venerable Buddha Gosa, the first week is the period week of Kalala, clear water like rupa. There are three decades or 30 rupas. You know the 30 rupas, or you know the three decades, right? Kaya, Bhava, and Vattu. These three. Then second week, Abuddha, foam like rupa. Third week, Pesi, a lump. Fourth week, Gana, solid rupa. And fifth week, five swellings for head, two hands, and two feet. And then, we don't know, 6, 7, and so on. But 11th week, eye, ear, and so on appear, according to the commentary. And then, the other weeks are skipped. And then 42nd week, during this week, head hair, body hair, and so on, appear on the fetus. So this is according to the commentaries, or according to the Venerable Buddha Gosa. But the Abhidhammata Vibhavini, it is a commentary, sub-commentary on the Abhidhammata Sangha, this this manual. That teacher says differently. And according to him, the first to fifth week are the same. So, clear water like rupa, foam like rupa, like lump, solid rupa, and five swellings. But he says, at the seventh week, eye decad arises, and during the eighth week, ear sensitivity arises, and ninth week, nose sensitivity arises, and tenth week, tongue sensitivity arises. So there is difference between the Venerable Buddha Gosa and the author of Abhidhammata Vibhavini. So who do you follow? Venerable Buddha Gosa has more authority. So we will side with Venerable Buddha Gosa. And there is reason why Abhidhammata Vibhavini differs from the Venerable Buddha Gosa. But if you do not know Pali, it's difficult to explain. Our teachers, I mean, the Burmese teachers have thought of this reason why the author of Abhidhammata Vibhavini differs from the Venerable Buddha Gosa. Because according to the Burmese teachers, the author of Abhidhammata Vibhavini Tika had a different reading in one commentary. So he met with that different reading or corrupt reading, but he took it to be a correct reading. And so basing upon that reading, he said at seventh week there is eye sensitivity, and eighth week there is ear sensitivity, and so on. It can happen easily, because 77 in Pali is satta satti. But if the scribe forgot to write the last T, it becomes satta satta 77. So 77 means 49, right? Not 77. So 49 means seventh week. So sometimes that can happen. Because during their days, it was very difficult to compare two copies of one manuscript. Even one manuscript is very difficult to obtain. So the Burmese teachers argued that, I mean, explained that the author of Abhidhammata Vibhavini might have read that corrupt reading of the commentary, and so he had a different opinion. But the opinion of Abhidhammata Vibhavini was not followed by later teachers. So we just stick with what the Venerable Buddha Gosa said. That is, at 11th week, I and so on arise, and 42nd week, head hair and others arise. So this is how the development of fetus is taught in Buddhist books. See, the Buddha just say the different stages of the development, but Buddha did not say how many days it takes for one stage to develop into another stage. But the commentary said that one stage lasts for 1 week. So the week is not not expressly said by the Buddha, but the commentaries explain that to mean 1 week. So they explain as Kalala for 1 week, Abuddha for 1 week, and so on. So it may or may not be consistent with what modern medical science have found out. It may not be exact in every respect. There may be some differences or discrepancies, but nobody can really get into the womb of the mother and look at the fetus. Although nowadays they can take pictures of the fetus, and there are pictures of a fetus, say, 1 week old or 2 week old, and so on. So it may or may not be the same as what modern medical science have found. But at least we know that the development of fetus in a mother's womb is described in the Buddhist books, and that may be roughly correspond to what people know about the fetus nowadays. Okay, that is with regard to actually human beings. But although animals are born of mother's womb, they may not take as long as human beings do, right? Animals are not born after 10 months of conception. So this Kalala for 1 week, Abuddha for 1 week, and so on, are for human beings and not for animals. Okay, so thereafter, during the course of existence, gradually there arise the eye decade and so forth. Now, thus the continuity of material groups produced in four ways, namely karma born and so on, uninterruptedly flows on in this sense sphere till the end of life. So this flow of material properties go on and on until the end of life, like the flame of a lamp or the stream of a river. So you light a lamp, and then you see the flame there, and you think that the flame goes on and on and on. Actually, there is a new flame at every moment. The same with this the stream of a river. So when you look at a river, you think that it is the same all the time, but at every moment there is a new water flowing. So in the same way, in the sense sphere, till the end of life, these material groups produced in four ways flow on and on and on. So here, karma born from the time of rebirth linking. That means karma born from the time of the first moment of rebirth linking, right? And then consciousness born from the second moment of consciousness. That means first moment of second consciousness. There can be a confusion here. From the second moment of consciousness, second moment of consciousness means the second consciousness after relinking. So that means first bhavanga. So from the moment of first bhavanga, that means from the first sub-moment of first bhavanga. Temperature born from the time of the stage of presence. That means the second sub-moment of relinking, patisanticheta. Nutriment born from the time of the diffusion of nutritive essence. So we don't know when. For those who are born spontaneously, it may begin with when the person just swallow its own saliva. So from that moment, it gets nutriment born rupa. But for those who live in the womb of the mother, they may get nutriment-born rupa from the mother. So when mother eats something, and that nutriment flows through the umbilical cord into the fetus. So what we should understand here is when karma-born rupa arises, at what precise moment it arises, and also at what moment consciousness-born rupa arises, at what moment temperature-born rupa arises. Now, from the second sub-moment of patisandhi, temperature-born rupa arises, right? From then, almost every moment temperature-born arises, because the temperature or udu, which arises at the second sub-moment of patisandhi citta, reaches its presence moment at the third sub-moment of patisandhi citta. It's too small. Okay. Now, visualize three sub-moments of patisandhi, right? So, first, second, and third. At the first sub-moment, karma-born rupa arises, right? At the second sub-moment, temperature-born arises. So at that moment, it is the first moment of temperature-born, although it is the second moment of patisandhi, right? Okay. Now it reaches next sub-moment. So that moment is the third sub-moment of patisandhi, but the second moment of temperature born. So at that moment, it produces another temperature born. So from the second sub-moment of patisandhi onwards, at every moment, temperature born rupa arises. Now you understand that? Okay, very good. So here, the passage shows when they arise for the first time. Okay, then when they arise for the last time in one life, and when they disappear altogether. So that will come next week.